Hi everyone, and welcome to the 19th episode of What is Love? My name is Aisata.
And my name is Miggy.
And we're so excited for another story in English for you guys today. We
Yeah.
have a cute, non-dramatic, non-problematic, non-toxic love story for you guys today.
Yes, indeed. A very cute story. And we were talking about what we had in mind to say about this episode. And the only thing that I can come up with regarding this episode is never let your boyfriend or girlfriend get in the way of you finding your spouse. Period.
I
That's
must
all
say,
I got to say.
there's definitely context there, but very dangerous statement. But I guess it's true. Don't let There's a saying that says it's not because there's a goalkeeper that you can't score a goal. So
Oh,
do what you gotta
wow.
do
It's
respectfully.
risky
Because
out here
the
in
thing
these
is,
streets.
as you know, as you do those things, also remember karma, right? Like, there are other people involved. Don't hurt people in the process. I think there are ways
But
to handle multiple people at once without hurting people in the process and being clean and being like, let
like
me end
say
things
multiple
here.
people at once.
You can end things first and then go to the other person, but just don't multitask, I
Of
would
course,
say.
to me, I believe that karma doesn't need to be involved in the discussion from the point where you've got a boyfriend. Let's say you've got a boyfriend, you have met your husband. Oh, instant like knowing of like maybe this isn't going anywhere with my current boyfriend. You leave him, you on to the next one. This is what I'm talking about. A lot of the time, we people, not we, people tend to be in relationships where they're not happy. And, but they're still in a relationship because they refuse to let go of it. It's very hard to let go. So, oh, you've met now your husband. Leave the boyfriend for the husband.
I'm with you. As long as you truly just leave the boyfriend first and then you go with the other person, you're not just like stacking them at the same
No.
time.
I would not recommend. I
Yeah.
would not recommend.
But honestly, yeah, that's that. I think I don't have much to add this time. I loved listening to the story. It was very soothing to listen to. It was very cute. It's the first time that we have one of, maybe the second time that we have one of those very cute love stories where it's only one partner telling the story and not the couple. So there were so many moments when I was like, oh my God, I wonder what the woman's perspective was like at the moment, what she thought, what was going through her mind. But it was also beautiful to see a man who was so in love that he absolutely wanted to share that with everyone.
Yeah, very cute story, and to see men in love as well. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we love to see them in their feelings.
Well, if we do not have anything else to say, I think I was gonna say we probably did not spoil the episode, but probably maybe I did with
No.
that.
I think this is the least amount of spoiling we've done in a while. I'm proud of us.
Enjoy, Sha.
Enjoy,
Enjoy
guys.
the episode.
It is 2010. I'm straight out of undergrad. I am broke, looking for a job, unemployed, and a friend invites me to her house. I meet her roommate and we hit it off. We become friends, then we become a little bit more than friends, and then we begin a relationship. The relationship goes well until it doesn't. And this is due to many different factors, which I will not go into detail about. But essentially, this girl showed me Peppa. She showed me a struggle, let's call it that. And I ended up having a little bit of luck. I found a job in a bank. So I was a, let's say, banker in training. And I was helping customers with their transactions and things like that. So one day, as usual, I'm at the bank, minding my own business, doing my job, when a young woman enters. And I'll never forget what she was wearing. She had large pants, large, those elephant type pants. And she was wearing a black blouse, a red shirt, and she had a red flower in her hair. And I thought that was different. So, as I'm supposed to, I welcome her to the bank, to the register where I'm standing. And I can sense that she's hesitant, and she would rather go to the female colleague of mine who's not ready to receive her. So I call out to her and I say, "Hello there, welcome to Name of Bank. How can I help you today?" So she reluctantly walks towards me and she says, "Hi, I'd like to make a deposit." And she gives me her deposit slip. And the first thing that I look at is her name. And it was an interesting name. It was an African name that was spelled differently than I knew. And so, to the best of my ability, I try to pronounce the name and I put a question mark at the end of it. And immediately she looks at me in the eyes and she's like dumbstruck, dumbfounded. This woman has never heard anybody say her name from the first try, just from reading it, because it was a typically quote unquote African name. And so she says, "Yes, that's my name. How did you know?" I say, "Well, I know this name, but I feel like it's spelled wrong. See, in my country, this is how we spell it." And she says, "Yeah, well, my country is Anglophone, so this is how it's spelt." And I say, "Oh, okay, well, what country are you from?" And she says the name of her country and tries to indicate where it is. And I say, "Yeah, excuse me, I know where that is. Okay, like, you don't have to explain that to me." And she says, "Oh, okay, well, where are you from then?" And I tell her the name of my country, and she proceeds to speak the language that our colonizers have imposed on us. And I say, "Wow, how do you know how to speak that language? I know that in your country it's not taught." And she says, "Yeah, well, I took a couple of classes, so I know." And so we just start chatting. First, I ask her, "Okay, so, what are you doing today? Like, where'd you come from?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm just coming from work and I'm just doing this operation." I say, "Okay, well, while you're here," and I see that my supervisor is looking at me from the corner of her eye, so I quickly switch the conversation back to work and I say, "Well, since you're doing this operation, would you like to open a credit card with us today?" She says, "No, thank you. I have enough debt." I say, "Okay, no problem. That's good. We got our first rejection out of the way, so not bad." And then I continue to say, "Okay, so you said you work at this place. So what else do you do?" She says, "Well, I'm going to be going to university soon." I say, "Oh, really? Where?" And she tells me the name of the university, which it turns out at this point in time, I'm also going to be attending that university. So I tell her what program I was about to do there. And she says, "No way. I applied to that program, but I decided to do something else." And we're like, "Oh, wow. That's crazy. Okay. This is really good. So we'll both be going to the same university in the fall. That's nice." And we continue chatting for what seemed like a short conversation, but turns out we were there for over 10 minutes. And by the time I'm done with her operation, it's the end of the conversation, and she says, "Well, here, take this." And I look down, and it's the receipt that I had just given her. She wrote down her phone number on it, and she gave it back to me. And there's a strict rule in the bank that I was working at that you're not supposed to do any soliciting, so which means I'm not supposed to provide any information on personal matters to the client, and the client isn't supposed to do the same for me. So I looked at the receipt, I looked at her, I looked at the receipt, I looked behind me to see if my supervisor was around. I discreetly put my hand on the paper, and I said, "Thank you for coming to our bank. Have an excellent day." And the very same day, curiosity got the best of me, and I had to go on Facebook and look her up. I found her. Her profile was on private, so I just added her. And the conundrum comes when I remember that I was still seeing that that woman that I was having trouble with. So it's like, well, okay, I just met someone who's very nice, but oh, that's too bad, I'm in a relationship, so maybe I should forget about this. But the curiosity got the better of me too, so I saved her number in my phone, and then I sent her a message with an abbreviation of her name. And she responds almost immediately, and she says yes, and I tell her who it is, and so we begin texting, harmless for now. And then maybe a couple of days later, I think we have our first phone conversation, and you know, conversation goes really well, and we're just chatting about harmless things. And then maybe we have our second conversation, and then it starts to become clear that we're interested in each other and more than just friendship. And so I find a clever way to say, "Hey, did I ever tell you about my girlfriend?" And so there's a bit of a silence, and she responds, "No, you haven't told me about your girlfriend." And so I proceed to explain to her the situation in that relationship and how complicated it is, and the things that haven't been going well, and things that, you know, maybe were going well before but, you know, aren't too interesting today. And I proceed to ask her, you know, "What's your opinion on this? What do you think I should do?" And she very honestly, and if there's one reason why I decided that this person needed to be in my life, it's because of the answer that she gave me right afterwards. She said, "Listen, I appreciate you sharing this with me, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. In fact, I can't. You're the person in this situation. You know what's best for you, and you know what you want. So I'm going to politely decline providing any opinion on this. I hope it all works out for you and that the best outcome comes your way, but yeah, I can't weigh in on this. Sorry." Any other person who clearly has an interest in pursuing something with someone would have played devil's advocate and would have put their interests first. But for some reason, she chose not to do that. And she knew that if she did weigh in on this opinion, she would maybe, I don't know, get points, and she could get ahead, and maybe we could envisage a relationship together. But she absolutely chose to not meddle and to let me make a decision for myself, because she trusted in the fact that if she tried to manipulate me, It wouldn't be real. That's how I'm choosing to interpret it. And that only made me want to be with her even more. The next day, I promise you, I did nothing. My then girlfriend was invited to my apartment for a get together. I invited other people, and she decided to pick a fight that was unsubstantiated and proceeded to break up with me the next morning for reasons I later discovered were actually a pretense. She had found someone else. She was dating someone else. Didn't tell me. I found out later. But yeah. So she broke up with me out of no action of my own. Was I sad about it? Maybe for 2 seconds. But after it was done, the next day, I called the person I just met at the bank. And I asked her, hey, would you like to go for ice cream with me on Monday? After work, we can go to this nice place and yeah, it'll be a nice time. And we did. And that was our first date. And we continued going there. We continued going out. And soon enough, we became very close. Very early on, her father established the fact that in his eyes, it wasn't the best match. And in his eyes, we probably weren't meant to be together. For reasons being like the fact that we weren't from the same country, we originally weren't from the same faith, and yeah, I used to be Christian. I decided to convert, yes, before meeting her, and it was because I think it was a process that lasted around 3 years, and I had decided that I was no longer going to practice the faith that I was, if you want, raised in, and I was exploring other ones, and she probably did accelerate the process, but yeah, it absolutely wasn't because of her that the conversion happened. So yeah, her father was coming to terms with that, I guess. And the rest of her family was great. But yeah, that posed a challenge. And then what made me sure that she was the one was absence of doubt. There was no question in my mind anymore that this is the woman that would make me happy. It came down to the little things. It came down to how well she knew me and how she reminded me of who I was more than anything else. And she remembered all of the little things that I like and that I enjoy, and the fact that she would do those things without having to ask. Or it was just, I'm feeling a certain type of way, and there you go. For instance, you get a hug, then you didn't even know you needed it. For instance, that's powerful. And then you come to think, you know, who could ever come to know me as well as this? No matter how long it takes, it's never going to be like this. There's not another person that could do it. Like, and you just can't bring yourself to imagine that. You can meet all the most wonderful people in the world, but finding someone who sees you, who understands you, who knows you, and who gets you just all together, that's not only priceless, but something you don't find very often. It's rare. We had a lot in common in terms of sense of humor, in terms of the way that we were with each other. And soon enough, I realized that God was looking out for me because he took me out of the worst situation I was in, the worst situation I'd ever been in my life, and put the kindest, most well-meaning, most gracious person I had ever met in my life at that point, and still today. It was just a blessing from any point you look at it from. And I'd never been happier to just share time with anyone. Being around her and with her just made my cheeks hurt because I was always smiling for no reason, just the aura and the energy that was just being released from us being together. And I knew from the beginning, I knew that this person was exceptional and that I could never leave her out of my life and out of my sight. And that's how, about 4 years later, I asked her to become my wife, and she blessed me with the honor of saying yes. Love is patience, love is kind, love is communication, love is not enough. Love is a foundation. Love is a plant that you keep on watering. Love is a child that you keep nurturing. Love is a vine that keeps growing. And love is good. But love can also be pain. So make sure you take care of it.
Hi there. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to see more of us, you can check us out on What Is Love underscore podcast on Instagram. If you're interested in giving us some more formal feedback, or if you'd like to tell us your story, you can also send us an email on whatislovepod@gmail.com. You can also leave us a 5-star rating if you love it. And until next time, see you soon.